The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Thursday, 25 August 2016. And just when you thought things couldn't get weirder in the political realm in this country, think again. I am shocked. When did this, Mike, when did this Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, was that yesterday? Okay. He had two campaign stops there. I did not see this televised. And what you did not see, you want final positive proof of the conjoining of the communist network in this country? Nigel Farage showed up at the Jackson, Mississippi rally at Donald Trump's invitation. And nobody, and I mean absolutely nobody, in the news media talked about it, let alone showing the clip of Nigel Farage speaking to the Mississippi audience. Now, I'm going to play this clip, and I want you to understand something. There was 10,000 plus people there. Now, you've seen a lot of the Trump rallies. Okay, seen one rally, you've seen them all. Well, with Donald, he pretty much sticks to now his teleprompter message, and you're hearing pretty much the same thing in each campaign stop. Kind of boring for people that are following Trump, but the fun of it is to see how many people are actually showing up and who these people are, which is shocking. I was set back on my heels when I watched the Tuesday. I actually had tickets to this, but I could not make it down there because of other things going on. As a matter of fact, Mike, wasn't I off air Tuesday? I couldn't even do a program that day. I was jammed up. So I didn't even get to go to the Trump rally in Austin. And it set me back on my heels because there were black people down there speaking for Trump. Now, I'm talking about Austin, Texas, folks. Yeah, this is Texas. Remember the Alamo. I said, remember San Jacinto. But Austin is what I used to refer to as the little Moscow on the Colorado. Here is Donald Trump in Jackson, Mississippi, yesterday, what you did not hear talked about on mainstream news.
First, and special interests and lobbyists. She will never straighten out our country.
USA!
She doesn't have the strength, the stamina, or the ability to straighten out our country. We'll have four more years of Obama, and that's just what we don't want. She would rather give a job to a refugee from overseas than an unemployed American veteran, or to an unemployed African American or Hispanic. The job of a public official is to serve and protect the citizens of the United States. Not illegal immigrants, not foreign nationals seeking entry, but the people living here lawfully today, including millions of African American and Hispanic citizens. Millions being treated very, very unfairly, I can tell you that. My focus will always be on the well-being of more than 300 million American citizens who call this country home and who love their country. For their security. I will fight for their jobs. We will not let jobs be taken out of our country, be ripped out of our country, and moved to Mexico and many other countries. We will not let it happen anymore. We'll be fighting for their jobs, and we'll be fighting for your families. That I can tell you. It ends. What's been going on ends on November 8th. We will have one American nation, not divided. We will be together. Hillary Clinton has betrayed her duty to the people. November 8th is our chance to redeclare American independence. This is a great honor for me. I am going right now to invite onto the stage the man behind Brexit and a man who led brilliantly the United Kingdom Independence Party in this fight and won despite all odds, despite horrible name-calling, despite so many obstacles. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Nigel Farage.
And the crowd goes wild.
Lovely. Thank you very much. Well, thank you. Good evening, Mississippi. I come to you from the United Kingdom with a message of hope and a message of optimism. It's a message that says if the little people, if the real people, if the ordinary decent people are prepared to stand up and fight for what they believe in, we can overcome the big banks. We can overcome the multinationals.
The crowd gets it.
We made June the 23rd our Independence Day when we smashed the establishment. And we did it. Everybody said we'd lose. And what did we see? We saw experts from all over the world. We saw the International Monetary Fund. We saw Moody's. We saw Standard & Poor's. We saw global leaders giving us Project Fear, telling us that if we voted not to be run by a bunch of unelected old men in Brussels... Yeah, well, it's okay. They don't like me either, so it doesn't really matter, does it? But they told us our economy would fall off a cliff. They told us there'd be mass unemployment. They told us investment would leave our country. And David Cameron, then our Prime Minister, but no longer, told us we might even get World War III. And we saw the commentariat and we saw the polling industry doing everything they could to demoralise our campaign. On the day of the vote itself, that morning, they put us 10 points behind. And actually, they were all wrong. And they were wrong because what the Brexit campaign did is we reached those people who've been let down by modern global corporatism. We reached those people. We reach those people who have never voted in their lives, but believe by going out and voting for Brexit, they could take back control of their country, take back control of their borders, and get back their pride and self-respect. Now, the big card the Prime Minister decided to play in the referendum is he got a foreign visitor to come to London to talk to us. Yes, we were visited by one Barack Obama. And he talked down to us. He treated us as if we were nothing. One of the oldest functioning democracies in the world. And here he was telling us to vote Remain. So I, having criticised and condemned his behaviour, I could not possibly tell you how you should vote in this election. But I'm hearing you. But I will say this. If I was an American citizen, I wouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton if you paid me. In fact, I wouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton if she paid me. Folks, the message is clear. The parallels are there. There are millions of ordinary Americans who've been let down, who've had a bad time, who feel the political class in Washington are detached from them, who feel so many of their representatives are politically correct parts of that liberal media elite. They feel people aren't standing up for them, and they've actually, in many cases, given up on the whole electoral process. And I think that you have a fantastic opportunity here with this campaign. You can go out. You can beat the pollsters. You can beat the commentators. You can beat Washington. And you'll do it by doing what we did for Brexit in Britain. We had our own people's army of ordinary citizens who went out and delivered leaflets, who went to meet people where they worked and where they socialised, who convinced and inspired people to go out if this was the one and only time in their life and to vote for change. So my advice to you, if you want change in this country, you better get your walking boots on. You better get out there campaigning. And remember, anything is possible if enough decent people are prepared to stand up against the establishment. Thank you very much indeed.
Well, it sounds to me as if the people in Jackson, Mississippi, that was attending that rally understood. Now, this is what you did not see in the news. You know what you got today? And I'm starting to see Fox News, various pundits on Fox News starting to rip Donald Trump apart. Well, of course, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, and a sundry other folks out there have been real busy and doing the very same. But Hillary Clinton came out today, and she was calling Donald Trump a racist. Now, what's really bizarre about this is the Democrats want the status quo. They do not want inner city black, Hispanic, inner city whites, doesn't matter. They want control of them. They want control of their vote by the largesse that they're voting to them illegally and unconstitutionally from the government into their little hands. Now, what I found most interesting is that Tuesday rally down here in Austin, there was a gentleman, and they will say his name. Forgive me, I do not have the man's name at hand. And understand that this is Austin, Texas. Understand that this man is black, and he's speaking to the black participants in the Trump rally, which there were a lot. The message that is going out is that this system is designed to keep you in perpetual slavery. Yes, black people in Austin, Texas, calling out the Democrats and their system of the welfare state as slavery. Now, I want you to listen very carefully and understand where this is coming from, the guy's background. You could tell that he was schooled in a different form of thought. But what you'll also hear coming out of this man's mouth is the idea that we don't have to be slaves anymore. I want you to listen carefully to this. Mike, if this runs into this break, which I am assuming that it's going to do, skip it. All right. Here is at the Trump rally Tuesday in Austin, Texas. And this guy got a standing ovation after this. This was at the Lüdke Arena.
USA! USA! There was a time I could mention the names of William Lloyd Garrison or Frederick Douglass, and people would know exactly who I'm talking about. But that was 170 years ago. And along with our hats and our coats, we've hung up our values and our morals. Same morals that have made America great.
Say it loud and say it proud.
I can't help but believe that maybe there's some return to that. But those names are all but been erased in the chronicles of history. There will be a time when I could whisper the names of Stowe or Madam C.J. Walker, and someone might dare to remember them. But that was less than 100 years ago. And those names are about as foreign to us as Plato's cave. I could possibly remember or say a name like Rosa Parks, maybe Senator Everett Dirksen, and someone might remember his name. But it's been an average of 20 years has passed since these souls have walked the earth, and we still have yet to replace them. We ought to be convicted that we've allowed the narrative of republicanism to be rewritten. Like possums, we've rolled over and we've played dead, hoping and begging that the dangers of liberalism will pass us by. Like laughing hyenas, we've ran away from the responsibility of communities that have been drenched in poverty and inequality, all because we've been too afraid to be courageous. But I'm here to remind you of who we are. We are the sons and daughters of abolitionists. Men and women who gave their lives to fight against slavery. But make no mistake about it, slavery has returned. And she is more vicious than ever before, because this time she is colorblind. 31% of white Americans are welfare recipients. 33% of black Americans have fallen for the same rules. And 28% of the Latino community has believed the lie that the government can take care of you from the cradle to the grave. All the while losing their humanity. So when Trump talks about the lies that the Democrat Party has told and the failed policies, both in economics, education, and crime, your heart should be stirred with passion and strength to do something about it. We pranced around in our arrogance. We have pranced around in our arrogance, believing that just maybe something will happen without us doing anything. Just not the case. With the growing population of Hispanics and the decline of the black populace, Jim Crow laws, like the Clintons' war on drugs, has incarcerated millions of black men. Has left millions of women without husbands. Millions of children fatherless. The reason why 1.5 million black men are not in our communities is because of the war on drugs. That's the Democrats' full-out assault against the black man. It is their emasculation of everything that the culture of black stand for. They have been emasculated, an entire culture. What will we do about it? So let me tell you this. If you come to this rally thinking that it's a revival, this is not a revival. This is a place where you get armed up to fight.
Uh-oh. Arming to fight.
So when Trump starts talking about going into the inner city communities and changing the rhetoric, when he talks about going into the inner city communities and offering a hand up instead of a hand out, I can't help but listen and know that it's the truth. So then we must engage. We must engage in the areas of education by offering charter schools and academies to teach our children. We must engage. We must engage in the area of economics by empowering entrepreneurs not to be job seekers but job creators. We must engage. We must engage in the areas of crime to make sure that we are not pulling men from homes. We must engage. 94% of black Americans vote Democrat. And half so half a century, and to no avail. If you believe that they are sleeping, you are sadly mistaken. There would be no greater time than now for us to go into these communities and teach them freedom and economic independence. So now you stand at the precipice of change, and times like these are monumental. We must not allow our people to fail. We must not allow the return of slavery. We must prove President Johnson wrong.
Uh-oh.
He thought that the black community would sell their birthright for a bowl of soup. For 200 years, he was sadly mistaken. So let's send a message from Texas to all of America that this is the port of Abraham Lincoln, and we will not be divided. Trump! 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 God bless Texas. God bless America. And God bless you all. Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's give it up again for R.W. Bray.
R.W. Gray.
What we need to do if we're going to make America great.
Hey, you noticed what I said about a little mixing of the past, a little bridge to the future. He didn't need a teleprompter. That came from the man's heart. There are things that are changing in this country. We have a choice. At this moment in time, we have a choice. To let the race thing fester, to allow the communist in charge, socialist, give them a name, I don't care, globalist, same thing. Let them continue to divide. Black Lives Matter is irrelevant. Jesse Jackson is irrelevant. Al Sharpton is irrelevant. What has happened in this country in the past is exactly that. You heard what the man said. He equated this with slavery and went directly after the handout of the perfect society. The Second New Deal by Lyndon Baines Johnson, unfortunately, was from Texas. The infection has been long and it's been serious, and it damn near killed us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, what kind of joking? No fountains, but youth? I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923. And like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is the stuff that's being hidden from the public through the managed and controlled mainstream media in this country. If people were to see Gray's speech down here Tuesday in a packed 10,000-plus seat arena, if that was put out on mainstream media, what effect do you think that would have? Well, let me ask you the obvious question. And it's one of those that doesn't really require an answer because you already know the answer to the question even before I ask it. The reason why we do what we do here is because they're not doing it over there. And what an absolute screwed up mess. Intentionally made this way, folks. Intentionally. Since the Second New Deal, Lyndon Baines Johnson, Civil Rights Act, look what happened. We started developing a permanent underclass in this country. And they're out in the streets now, and they're angry, and they don't even know what they're angry about. Well, they think they know, but they really don't know the root cause. What's been guiding them every step of the way for all of these years? And when I see these technocrats or the communitarian, when I see the black mayors and the black chiefs of police in lockstep, doesn't matter what it is, in lockstep with the government, federal government, well, shall we call them mandates? It wouldn't show up on record as being a mandate, funded or unfunded, if you will. No, it would be just simply a strong suggestion, like nationalizing the police force, federalizing the police force. We are in a situation now that they are taking errant crackpots or false flag terrorists, if you care to go there, and we're going to blow them up with bricks of C4. Or wait a minute. You people were complaining of all this military equipment and all these mine-resistant armored personnel carriers, you know, is overkill. See, we need them. They do this all the time. They jump their own gun. They're not even free. They can't even literally, they cannot do it. They cannot take a linear step-by-step-by-step approach. Okay, we're going to start this. Okay, and then we need to plug that in. They keep missing the timelines. And it's like with any good corporation. You don't have the department head sitting there at the same table listening to the same instructions. Okay, this is the way it's going to go down. You're going to have missteps. You're going to have crossovers. You're going to have people that dally, that don't get their job done. Then all of a sudden something else rolls out. And oh, no, don't look at that over there. Don't look at the militarization of the police in this country. Don't look at their attitudes. Don't look for the reasons why they're not being checked in how they deal with the public. No. We want them to receive the brunt of the anger of the people in the streets that don't even really know why they are angry. Confusion, chaos, and misdirection is their game. You know, I thought we were looking at being closer to the end than we were the beginning up until this morning. Because we are now getting indication that the polls have all been rigged, the coverage and what is being accentuated and what is being ignored is coming into sharp focus. And it's going to take a while. For the ignorant people, notice I did not say stupid. Ignorant means lacking in fact. You don't know the facts. You're operating off an assumption or opinions or whatever you're operating from, a position of ignorance. What did we just see down in Louisiana? Yeah, Trump took a opportunity to, I think it was 100,000 pounds of food and water he got together for distribution down there. He and Mike Pence went down there, handed out some stuff, did some photo ops. Point is, he was there. The president of the United States, there was close to 50,000 homes damaged and destroyed. And in many spots, within 24 hours to 36 hours, there was 30 inches of rain. This is low-lying country that goes into the Gulf. There's not a whole lot of place. Once it gets saturated, tell you how bad it was, folks. They had coffins that were popping up out of graves, floating around. What a sight. What a sight. And then just a couple of days ago, somebody had made the point, well, where the hell's Black Lives Matter? They weren't there. Well, they finally did show up to just protest, not to help, not to organize, not to help people in need, no matter what their damn color was. No. And then just yesterday, for our Cajun Navy down there, Hats off to you fellas. Hats off. Because you didn't wait around for permission. You didn't stand in line. You didn't fill out forms. You filled up the gas tank of your skiffs and your airboats and your John boats and your bass boats, and you went fishing. You were literally the fisher of men. You know what the response back from some idiot senator down in Louisiana? Oh, no, we got to get you guys registered. No, you got to fill out forms. You have to seek permission to be part of rescue operations going into the future because of the liabilities. The liabilities? We got some asshat administrative... telling them that, look, you know, for liability purposes, we've got to have you registered. You've got to be regulated. What? I'm sorry. Do you think you're actually going to have a political office in which to occupy next cycle? I hope not. There is a loud, big alarm clock going off across this country, and people are hearing it. They are waking up out of their slumber. They're starting to discover. You heard Nigel Farage in Jackson, Mississippi, going, you know what? Big banks, up yours. You corporations, up yours. The message to the people of this country is if you want to be free, take the responsibility. Whose responsibility is it if it is not ours, yours, mine, your family, your neighbors, anybody in any town, USA? We have a ginormous problem. Many tentacled. But cutting to the core of the problems will eliminate the rest of the crap. It's time. It is time. And as I have been warning people, have you been paying attention? Or do you just think I'm talking to hear myself talk or talk to give you something to listen to? If this thing and everything that she represents gets in that Oval Office in January, all bets are off. Now, you know damn right well the program that they have been running here. It's one of dissent, of chaos, of division, stoking the anger. I'll tell you how desperate the Hillary Clintons of this world and their backers are. They're now down to name-calling. Now, Trump did this, but he did it correctly. He called a spade a spade. He called out what you and I know to be true. It resonated with us because we knew the difference. But to the rest of the dumbed down, and how did they get that way? Dumbed down America, controlled, threatened. They weren't hearing anything. Hell, these people could be standing in the middle of a damn hurricane and they couldn't even hear the wind blowing. But that is starting to change. The program that they have plugged in is one of possibly economic collapse. George Soros sitting there wringing his old wrinkly old hands, pumping millions of dollars into organizations to do what? Exactly what? To antagonize, to rabble-rouse. And I started to see blacks, established blacks in this country, that had jobs, that had families, that had something to live for, had a structure, looking at this and starting to take a step backwards and then take another step. The adult conversation that I've reminded you of many times is starting to take place. I cannot tell you how big this is. To defuse one of their chaotic A-bombs, we just took it out from under them. How important is this? If you don't know, there is no way descriptively that I can tell you. If you don't know this, there's no way to make you understand. Hillary Clinton coming out and calling Donald Trump an out-and-out racist. He's a racist. He is not. People that know Trump know he's not a racist. Oh, we got time. Go ahead and play the Hillary Clinton. And this one, how long is that section? Minute and a half. Out of the bowels of the... Moscow on the Colorado, known as Austin, Texas. See if you recognize a name here. Go ahead, hit it.
They said in October I'd be dead in 6 months. It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs. He even said, and this really just is so disgusting, he even said the victims of the Sandy Hook massacre were child actors, and no one was actually killed there. I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that. But Trump doesn't challenge these lies. He actually went on Jones's show and said, "Your reputation is amazing. I will not let you down."
Well, and I'm sure that those people, God, you know, it. When you're in public, folks, to be passionate is one thing. To blend passion with idiocy is quite another. You know, people to this day confuse ignorance with innocence. It's not the same thing. Was I hypercritical of Mr. Jones when he went on... when he went on TV yelling 1776 and acting like, Jesus, why should I listen to this guy? That's planted in people's memory. Hillary Clinton says it in a microphone, gets real specific, and all of a sudden they can play that loop again. You know she's for gun control. And look who's out there supporting that we keep the Second Amendment, these crazy people. I saw some clips from the KKK and their regalia. That's right, with the white hoods. Talking about supporting Donald Trump. Now, in the final analysis, these people are being used as symbolism as hate and racism. But the people that are doing the speaking have got to know and understand that they are being recorded. And what do you do with recordings? You play them back. And you play them again. And you play them over and over and over again. I have seen Donald Trump modify his position on immigration. And they're pretty much calling it the Jeb Bush plan. Now, did he have to do that? From a voter standpoint, Yeah, he did. Is he going to do it? Well, that is going to pretty much rely on the people that are owning the responsibility for their own lives and which country they live in and what government we have. Now, I do not for a second believe that Donald Trump is going to come out and say that, hey, you know, we got 13 million illegals in this country and, well, we're going to vet them all. And really, through a public system that the government has, full of bureaucrats that couldn't do a proficient job if you held a gun to their head? Just kidding. Metaphorical gun to their head. (512) 716-1683 or 716-1883 or 716-1897. Did you get those? Area code 512. I'll repeat them. These are the lines that are available today.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Call-in numbers, ready to write, and we want to talk about communication. I was talking to Mike, by the way, during the break, and he said, that black guy in Austin, man, he said, that guy brought me to tears. And I said, he did. He did me. Because these are the exact words that need to be spoken and need to be heard by everybody. But they're not. Well, why? Because it doesn't fit their agenda. And I am serious about this, folks. the last bastion of I've run out of every which way to control, manipulate, deride, derail, is you start the name calling. Here we are 60-some days away from the election, and Hillary Clinton is calling Donald Trump a racist. To ever smaller and smaller audiences. Did you see her speech today? If she had 500 people in there, I would have been shocked and surprised. And she probably did pay some people to come in there and stand and clap. But there was hardly any response to what she was saying. And she is a master at eliciting emotional response, and it wasn't coming back. They are in serious trouble. And I know what you all are doing out there. You're watching the news, and you're going, well, gosh, you know, Trump's down in the polls. You know, I know the polls lie, and I know they have an agenda to make people look good, yeah. But you were starting to believe it. This is why I said weeks and weeks and weeks ago. Take a look at the people that are attending these rallies. Nobody's holding a gun to their head. Nobody is paying them to show up. A lot of these are held in the daytime. People are taking off work that some people could ill afford to lose a day's pay, but they're taking it off. This is important. They're showing up. You know, when I talked to Pastor James Manning, had him on the program, what was that, Mike, 3-4 weeks ago? Longer than that? 6 weeks? He hasn't had a show in 2 weeks? They're trying to shut him down. Tell you what you need to do, get a hold of him, get a hold of his top guy. He can do this from his house on a laptop. Okay? Get a hold of him. This man sat with other preachers in the Trump Tower boardroom. And the attending pastors were able to sit there and talk directly to Donald Trump. It wasn't a game. It wasn't, here's emotions I got to go through. Let me look like I'm paying attention. He didn't miss any comments. He didn't miss any questions. He listened to the words being spoken. Every last one of them. This guy's not equipped to run the country. Well, that's a horse of a different color. If we proceed from here on into the future thinking the President of the United States is the end-all be-all and the top arbiter of anything that goes on in this country, that's the administrative state speaking. That's the Congress and Senate assembled that will, at any given turn, do an end round around the Constitution. Barack Obama or Bill Clinton or George Bush are not the only ones to do this. It's been going on for a long time. They give lip service to the Constitution when necessary, ignore it at all cost in a matter of doing business. Second hour coming up.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net. and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.